It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Don't you feel like you guys have reverse roles? Like you do all the cleaning, cooking, and then she does like all the...
I mowed the yard yesterday.
BJ.
Yeah, that was to get out of the house. Yeah, I swear I did.
Jamie.
He's not kidding. My neighbor asked if he could mow my lawn because they have so many kids. He's like, I just went out of the house. Hey, I'm like, okay.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
I want to get a quick update. How was your golf game with the axe?
It was good. We had fun, yeah.
It got rained out, didn't it?
It got sleeted out, actually.
Oh. Sleet?
We had sleet. It was cold.
Did you really?
Oh, my God, yeah. It was cold. It got bitter cold.
Yeah.
But I was all bundled up. I was ready for it. I had those hot chilies on, and I was ready for it. And I had two gloves. I played with two gloves on.
Yeah.
And these guys only had one glove.
Yeah.
And so they were all cold and wimpy.
All right. Was there any, you know me, I like the, I like the nasty stuff, okay? Was there any, like, friction between the two of you, or everything's hunky dory?
Everything's fine. There was one weird moment.
Okay.
So these people, they were sitting by us at the bar at the clubhouse.
Yeah.
And they said, hey, what kind of wings did you guys get? And we said, well, we got the regular ones. They were really good, but we got these teriyaki ones and they're really horrible. And we had all eaten one and then put it back on the tray. And they said, can we have them? And they took them.
No.
And they had old, like, discarded ones on there, too.
Like your half-eaten wings?
What? Yes! They took them and they ate them.
They didn't eat the ones you'd already bitten off.
Well, I'm sure they didn't. But still, they were touching. They were touching the other ones.
And I wouldn't want to take another tabletop's food.
Is that so gross? You don't even know us. Nobody knew them. They didn't know us. And they took our food.
They were just that hungry, huh? They're like, give me that.
It was so gross.
No, this is a swanky place.
Yeah, it's a golf club.
Yeah, this is not like you're over at, some little doodle shop. I mean, this is a high-end place.
Well, except for that's the brewery, and so all the hotel guests go there, too.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
you got some sleazy out-of-towners in there,
so I think some people from, like, Iowa were there.
Yeah. I would never do that.
All right, but everything with okie-dokie.
Everything's fine.
Everything was okie-dokie.
Everything was okie-dokie.
Wow.
There was no drama.
No drama.
Yeah.
Well, damn it.
Except for, dude, I had so many layers of clothes on, I could not golf. I could not extend my swing because it bound me every time with the hot chilies on, a sweater. I had a coat on.
You're like the kid from A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Good move. Put your arms down.
Yeah.
I got to give you props that you even went out.
It was cold.
Because when I got home, it was like only noon, and it already started turning.
Yeah.
It got cloudy, got windy, got cold, got
rain. It was windy,
And it was like, there's no way they're going to play today.
I know.
There's no way.
But we only played 7 holes.
Yeah.
And then
no drama.
I told you, people can actually be friends. There's no kissy-wissy.
I don't want you to be friends. I want drama.
We're just chill.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
I don't know. Some of you flight attendants are a little bossy pants. Little bossy pants.
I agree. No, I agree with you. Sometimes it's the tone.
Yeah.
You just don't. Sometimes you got to be more pleasant when you tell people to put their stuff up overhead. You don't have to be so mean about it.
Bossy pants.
Yeah.
I'm only saying this because there's been a few lately situations where flight attendants have decided the dress code for the airlines. There were two girls wearing half shirts. And which, by the way, is completely in right now as a fashion do, right? And they were wearing half shirts, and they got kicked off the airplane because their clothing was not appropriate.
Yeah, I studied that picture. They shouldn't have been kicked off. They look great.
Studied it.
They look great. They did.
Hey, Puff, they were like 15.
No, they were 15.
They were young.
They were not young. They were like 20. You know... But here's the thing. I've noticed this. They'll tell you the first time, like to put your luggage up or scoot something under the seat. They'll tell you the second, if they have to tell you a second time, they get nasty then.
Yeah.
That second time is really like, whoa.
I mean, that's not happened to me, but because like I do the right thing, but sounds like you haven't. Well, it was that mask situation.
Yeah. Well,
it just kept falling off.
My last one was, I was having a hard time getting my bag underneath the seat in front of me.
Oh. And
the lady, she just kept falling.
So here's how you do that.
What?
Well, I mean, this is going to be something you probably don't want to do because it's not very masculine.
What's that?
But you bring a blanket with you.
Yeah.
And then you put the blanket over your legs. And then that way you can have your luggage under your legs and they don't see it.
Oh, that's actually smart.
Because the blanket is like covering it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's actually smart, yeah.
No, it's not smart.
It is.
She's breaking every rule. What if you have a problem and somebody
as
has
as long as they don't see it, the rule's not broken.
I'm not in an exit row, and I'm always against the window.
You just chastised me because I'm the person that always gets in trouble with them, and then you just gave a tip on what everybody should not do.
Well, don't do it if you're in an aisle row, but if you're in the...
Carson agrees with you.
If you're in the window, I always get the window. That's just my thing because it's easier to sleep against a window. So there, I'm not hurting anybody.
Yeah, but if you're in the middle seat or you're on the end seat, that's a horrible thing to do.
Yeah, probably don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Although it's pretty smart, though. Thank you. Welcome. All right. Anyway, the reason why I brought it up is because there was a Marine Corps veteran who was removed from a Delta flight and forced to change clothes when a flight attendant said that her suicide awareness shirt was threatening. The shirt said this: "Do not give in to the war within. End veteran suicide." Kicked off the plane and told to change shirts. What?
That's aggressive.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's getting a little crazy. That's a little crazy, don't you think?
Yeah, that one, I don't fully get it because it's really...
End veteran suicide.
I don't know. It's crazy.
Threatening. What? My God. All right. Let's see here. Jelly Roll. I guess Jelly Roll, he was at that, what's it called? The
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that thing. Why is that so hard for me? It's Monday. Anyway, yeah, he was there. And first of all, they were talking to different people, blah, blah, blah. And then he, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he warned everybody about how sleazy the music industry is. He wrote, "I learned a lot about how slimy the music business is this week. Don't worry, y'all. I'm going to expose it all soon." Wonder what that's about.
Ooh, I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know.
Jelly Roll. Kind of crazy. Wonder like if he doesn't like his contract or something. Who knows? But he said, I'll expose it all.
Or so. Maybe they're trying to get him to do something that he's really against or something. I don't know.
Yeah, because remember like Pink, when she did her documentary, they wanted her to be pop and not so hard.
They tried to change her.
Yeah, yeah. They told her they didn't like her hair. That's what that whole song is about. They didn't like her hair. They wanted her to be like more Christina Aguilera, sexy and all that. And she was hard.
Yeah.
So I do know that they try to like mold you into something.
But that doesn't really fit Sleazy.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah.
He's saying it's a sleazy business. So, to me, you're talking about drugs, maybe hookers.
Yeah, but he's married to a hooker, and he does drugs.
Well, who is he to
so
talk?
So, what's his definition of sleazy?
Yeah, right? It must be really bad. Like, really, really bad.
No kidding.
Anyway, so at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, he did sing, what song was it, Schmidl?
Mama, I'm Coming Home from Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, because Ozzy got inducted. Here it is.
But I'm gonna take this heart of stone. I just got to have it all.
What's happening?
I've seen your face 100 times. Every day we've been apart.
Why is everybody so flat?
I don't care about the sunshine, yeah.
I don't
Maybe
know.
They couldn't hear.
It's terrible.
Because Cher also, at the she was inducted and she sounded horrible.
Every performance that I've heard from last night is just not good.
Oh, it was last night?
Yeah.
I keep saying it was over the weekend. But
who else performed?
Oh, my God. 5 hours of people.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people. We'll get some more audio, see if there's anybody. Will you find some more audio?
Yeah, we got the Cher audio too.
I know,
yeah,
but some other. We already heard that one.
I'll look.
Okay. Yeah, like a buttload of people, but it hasn't been impressive, has it?
No, it hasn't.
Did you watch all 5 hours?
No.
Okay.
No, I just saw snippets.
Was the Golden Bachelor on?
No, it was not. It's on Wednesday nights. Avs were on, though. I watched that.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, good. Avs won, by the way. Yay!
Yeah, man. 2 in a row, baby.
Yay! All right, let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Mary J. Blige, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool and the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, all of those, and A Tribe Called Quest. All of those were inducted.
Yeah, I think they all were deserving too.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with that.
That's a solid group right there.
Okay, so we know about the big Oasis tour, correct?
Yep.
Correct. Well, guess what? This is bad. These boys still don't get along, these brothers.
No kidding.
So the brothers ended their whole thing back in the day because they got in a huge fight and they hate each other. And they went on social media. They're two brothers and they just tore each other apart and they hate each other. Well, they decided to get the band back together and they're going to have to travel separately. They're going to be in separate hotels all the way around. They're going to have...
You know what? I get it, though.
You do? Yeah,
well, if you had to spend 24/7 with your sister.
Yeah, but I don't hate her so much I can't fly with her or be in the hotel.
But if you've been together all your life.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, these two guys have been together all their lives, you know, back when they toured before or whatever. I mean, I kind of get it. If I were with my brother that long, I'd have the same requirements, I think.
The two will have their own dressing rooms and will travel to the venue separately. They'll only be together on stage, and that's it.
I feel like this tour is going to last one concert.
Me too.
And that's it. They're going to get into it on stage,
because,
and it's going to be...
Yeah, because they still don't really talk, so they're just going to hit each other with guitars.
You literally can't be backstage together, and then you're going to go out and perform?
That's what it says. That is crazy. That's really not liking somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is nuts. Did you find anything, Schmidl?
No. Not yet, no.
Okay.
He's under the gun.
I was reading about him.
So
I was trying to find a good one.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And then finally, Jason Kelce fell asleep at Taylor Swift's concert. He took his two littles to the concert, and his wife went too. And he was sawing logs. I wonder what Taylor thinks of that, because it went viral.
I got a feeling he's got some explaining to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's not going to take to that very kindly.
Well,
you know?
I'd be mad.
That is so boring that you fell asleep.
Yeah, I'd be really, I mean, like if I'm up there singing and I see my future brother-in-law, be like, are you kidding me? No more tickets for you.
No, but. I kind of feel like a couple of people fell asleep during this broadcast here.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Well, thanks. All right,
Wake up! Wake up!
Tabloid trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Just want to mention from the weekend, the sports teams in the area did very well. CU won.
Yep.
Yep. They kicked butt. And CSU won, too.
Yeah, they sure did.
So we've got a couple of teams that did well over the weekend. And the Broncos are on a roll, too.
I think Mines is doing well as well.
Are they?
Yeah, I think they are.
Colorado School of Mines?
Yep.
All right. Wow.
Remember, because they won like the championship.
They went back to back. Yeah, pretty good. To the championship.
They're always good, aren't they?
They are good.
All right, BJ and Jamie. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.